Robert, hi. You don't listen to Wilson Phillips when you strike up that funny car and 10,000 horsepower, do you?
No, I don't think so.
Man. NHRA funny car pilot, always a champion. Crashers getting caught up in semantics. I said NHRA champion Robert Height will be joining us. She looks at me. She goes, former. You're never a former champion,
Height. He's a two-time champ. You could say that.
Okay, two-time champion. What the hell's the difference? You're still a champion, Height.
I like it. Yep. John always says they can't ever take that away from him.
Mm-mm. See, Crash, so I'm correct. So do I have to say when we have a current NHRA champion? Damn it. Sorry.
Then you say defending champ.
There you go. All right. Robert Height, as he gets set for the 2019 NHRA Funny Car season here in a few weeks, you're going to have winter testing in Phoenix, I believe, in a week and a half. Joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Robert, what's different for 2019 for you coming out of really what happened last year in the NHRA for you and your championship chase?
Well, not really. I mean, we've had a little bit of turnover on my team. We've had some guys that have been with us a long time, and they've decided to come off the road and, you know, be home with their families. So going to testing with kind of a few new guys, but, you know, we're hungry. You know, we finished second in the points, had a chance to win the championship right down to the last day, and didn't get it done. So, you know, we feel like we have some business to take care of, and you've still got Jimmy Prock and Chris Cunningham, and with this group of people, I feel that, you know, we'll be right down to the wire this year with a chance to win a championship.
Robert, have you been in the funny car? Have you run a, you know, 1,000 feet since you got out of it in Pomona? I mean, were there some match races over the holidays?
Nope. None of us have driven. We haven't done anything. So, but we're not changing a lot. You know, my car was fast at the end of the year, and I think we're going to pick up right where we left off and hopefully get a win at Pomona. I mean, it's one of the coolest racetracks, in my opinion. You know, you start there, you end there, and it's home for us. You know, you get to go home and sleep in your own bed at night. And, you know, it's Pomona's cool because you get to see all everybody's new stuff. Everything's new sponsors, new colors, and it's just can't wait to get there.
Robert Height, it's not like it's a dull offseason, though, by any stretch of the imagination. This weekend, you were pretty busy. What were you doing?
Yeah, this was the beginning race for the Division 7 Junior Dragsters, and my daughter's racing in that. We'll be in Phoenix, actually, after Pomona for race number 2 of the juniors, and we had a good time this weekend. We didn't do as well as we wanted, but anyway, we're learning. She's learning as much as I am. Trust me, I'm not that great at all this. You know, I do better with funny cars.
Well, that was going to be my next question for you, not necessarily rail related versus funny car, but just as a dad. And how can you kind of set yourself or maybe step back a little bit and not give her too much advice or try to be too much of that soccer dad?
Oh, exactly. I don't push. I've actually got some pretty good friends that, you know, help me out a little bit. And, I think, you know, it's kids are, I know when I was a kid, I didn't want to listen to my dad. So what makes her any different? You know, so there's some other guys that have helped out, and she pays attention and listens, but we haven't given her the greatest car either. So we got to work. We have the work to do.
Shame on you, Robert. Car. Shame on you, buddy.
I know. Trust me. may need to get Jimmy Prock to help me.
Okay. That would not suck. Who does she respond to? Talking about your daughter with her junior drag racing program, who does Autumn Height respond to in the staging lanes?
You know, mostly the competitors, a lot of the other kids. You know, it's really a family-oriented affair. It's a lot of fun, but she'll listen to a lot of the other kids, and, you know, they don't steer her wrong. They really want to help her. And, you know, she pays attention to them more than she does dad.
Robert Height, I want to go a different direction. I talked to some drivers once about how much driving they actually do in the nitro cars. And I was shocked to learn that the crew chief does most of the stuff. Do you consider yourself driving the car? Do you take things back to the crew chief and say, can I have more of this or less of that? Or do you just do what he says?
Well, what I try to do is, you know, I try to go back before they download the computer and tell them what I felt, what I think took place on a run, good or bad. And then they download it and they'll tell me whether I was right or wrong. And, you know, a lot of the times I'm right. Sometimes I'm wrong. That's how I also, how I learn and get better. But, you know, when I am right, I think that gives them more confidence that, you know, I know what I'm feeling and what's taking place. So, but that computer tells everything.
You
still have to drive the race car. you still have a lot, you know, of input to fix it if it's, you know, in trouble. You know, I will say that if I had to guess, I would say, you know, it's 70% car and 30% driver in the nitro ranks.
And most of that driving happens in the first second and a half or 2 seconds with getting off the tree quickly and getting it started down the track straight. Is that where most of the driving happens?
Yeah, it is. And you're exactly right. You know, if you're going to get in trouble, you're going to get in trouble in the first 300 feet. And, you know, after that, you know, it's usually going to be a clean run and, you know, but, you know, leaving the starting line, staging it, all that stuff and keep it in the groove, but reacting to what it does, you know, when the clutch starts, that's basically the whole part of the run for the driver.
Robert Height, two-time Funny Car champion, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Robert, we know what John Force does to keep himself in shape in the off season. We know that shooting is one of your passions. So we could talk a little bit about that. But what else have you been doing to keep yourself in driver shape since Pomona?
Well, I mean, you know, even though you're not racing, you're not driving, you know, you go to work every day, you go to the shop and you're working with sponsors. So I think your head's always in the game. You know, you have to be thinking about this all the time. And it's unfortunately, it's not all the fun of just driving. It's, you know, keeping the sponsors happy, making appearances, trying to find new sponsors. That keeps you busy, and you know, it keeps your mind focused on, you know, winning. Okay, and that's what you're trying to sell a sponsor, you know, that you can help their brand, help them sell their product, but you're going to also win races and win championships for them. So even though you're not in the car, you're still thinking about it.
I don't know, Robert Height. I'm still going different directions with you here. We've got.
You usually do.
Yeah.
You usually do.
That's cool.
Oh, snap.
I appreciate that. We got a new sponsor with Bubba Burger, and I'm going to ask you straight up, what do you like with your burger? You like a cheeseburger? You like a straight burger? You like fries? I even had a guy tell me once that he's got a special red wine that he likes with his burger. What do you like on your – or do you not – maybe you're a vegetarian. Maybe you don't do burgers at all.
No, that's not true. I love to grill, love to barbecue. So, yeah, I like burgers. I'm pretty basic, though, you know. Just regular cheeseburger and, you know, it doesn't get much better than In-N-Out, does it?
Oh, yum.
Overrated, man.
Oh, stop it.
I
love In-N-Out.
Grill, dude, you got to throw... I'm doing some sponsor stroke here, but you gotta throw a Bubba Burger on there, partner, and put some cheese on it, and you know, grill some onions on that bad boy, and throw it on a onion bun. That's a nice burger.
That sounds good.
Yeah, you're down with that? Hell yes, you are, man.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too. Ah, Lee, how's this happening? Holy smokes.
So who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, okay. You're an L.A. guy, but are you a Rams fan?
No. But I don't just like them. No, I've always been a Broncos fan.
Yeah!
But I will say this. I know a lot of people don't like them. A lot of people despise the Patriots. But I have a lot of respect for them and what they've done. You know, Bill Belichick, I think he gets his players to play for him, and I hope they win it.
Okay, hold on. There is something here because we are experiencing, we're watching greatness with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. You drive for a team that is just born and bred on greatness. And yeah, there, when you are so good or so dominant, people do want to hate on you because it's like, oh, the same team winning again. But then people need to realize what they are actually watching. They may never again see in their life. That's pretty much you guys at John Force Racing.
Yep, I agree. It's a lot like, you know, Austin Coyle and John Force. You know, I mean, they were just that much better than everybody for a lot of years. How come John won 16 championships? And Tom Brady knows how to win. John Force knows how to win. And Bill Belichick, it's just, I watched that team, and the guys really want to play for him and want to do well, just like the way he runs his organization. So, I tell you, and I think even when Tom Brady goes away, that team's still going to be good if Belichick stays.
Well, and let's take it another step further. You drive for John Force Racing now, but you used to crew on Force's cars. And what kept you, what was it that was so good back then that kept you around as a crew member?
You got good bonus checks. You know, when you're winning all the time, there's a good bonus money. So, no, there wasn't, you know, I originally thought that I would take the, you know, mechanical route and work on the cars, maybe be a crew chief. And there wasn't better people to learn from than Austin Coyle, Bernie Federle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was just like the resources that we had were amazing. So I was just fortunate enough that John gave me the opportunity to drive, too.
Yeah, that chemistry is where I was going, because I remember you guys back in the 90s. You just had a great chemistry. And I'm putting Eric Medlin in there, too. You guys had fun together, and that matters.
We did. And we expected to win every race we went to. And when we didn't, we were bummed. So, I mean, those days are different now. I think the competition is a lot greater, you know, a lot better cars. But, I mean, we dominated, and that was fun. I'd like to do that as a driver now, but I don't think that you're going to ever see that, you know, with the competition level that we have.
Robert Hite, two-time NHRA funny car pilot. Excuse me, Funny Car Champion, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Getting set for the 2019 NHRA Funny Car season, kicking off in Pomona here in 3 weeks.
Holy,
is that right?
No.
Yeah?
The week after the Super Bowl?
Right?
The Super Bowl's in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Holy, okay, week after the Super Bowl.
Damn.
Boom, drag racing, baby.
Well, the good news is we'll probably have you on several times during the season.
Yep, you get a win, and you know, get to celebrate in the winner's circle, have a few beers, and, you know, call Speed Freaks.
Bam. What a boy.
I mean, there's nothing better.
Hey, man, Happy New Year to you, buddy. Looking forward to getting you in Freak Nation again.
All right. Happy New Year to you guys.
All right. Robert Hite, NHRA Funny Car Champion, two times over, joining us here in the Freak Nation.